Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. If you're new to this channel, make sure to subscribe to this channel to get news, analysis, research about cryptocurrency. If you're a loyal visitor, hit the thumbs up button because it really helps to spread the message. Today, what we're going to talk about, fairly fresh off the press. If you're watching this right now, you just heard about this. Looks like Ethereum ETH is not considered a security. What does that exactly mean? We'll talk about that. And then we'll also talk about how cryptocurrency is actually quite a valuable and useful form of payment in daily life with a practical example. But let's jump right into this first news story. There was this, or I think it's still currently going on. There is a Yahoo Finance All Market Summit. And with kind of a focus on crypto in San Francisco, which is going on right now. And one of the it says here, U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, so the SEC's Director of Corporate Finance, William Hinman, has actually went on the record and said that Ethereum is not a security. What exactly does that mean? If Ethereum would have been a security, it would have meant that Ethereum would have been under the regulation law kind of the SEC, meaning that if you're a traditional stock or company that offers stock to your investors, you kind of have to apply certain rules and regulations in order to take part in the kind of open stock market. Now, obviously, cryptocurrency is very different in that space because it's decentralized. There is not a single company or a single entity in most cases that controls all of these things. And with that, the entire discussion comes up. But what about Ripple? What about other cryptocurrencies that does have a centralized authority that kind of controls the entire economy? If, for example, Ripple would be considered a security, this would mean that Ripple would have to oblige the general regulations of the SEC law, which could cause a bit of a ruckus in this whole area. But it actually said here, previously Bitcoin and Ether may have been offered as securities, like shares of a company, which would have required registration with the SEC, but a consensus has emerged that they behave and are treated like commodities, similar to gold and oil. Can a digital asset originally sold in a securities offering eventually be sold in something other than a security? How about cases when there is no longer a company involved? I believe in those cases, the answer is a qualified yes. Now, obviously, Hinman is hinting at the Ethereum kind of launch or the creation of Ethereum by ICO. An ICO is, in that regard, similarly leaned towards an IPO, but it's different in the way how money is distributed. You can take part in an ICO without problems, but you cannot take part in every IPO you want to, at least not directly. You have to have you either need to be like an accredited investor, you have to have certain connections with banks and all of these things in order to get really into an IPO at early stage. Now, an ICO, if you will, is a more democratized way, is a more kind of fair and equal way in participating in a kind of an offering of coins, of tokens, of whatever. And in Ethereum's case, this is a huge deal. A lot of people were actually expecting Ethereum to become a security, although the whole Ethereum Foundation, I think the co-founders also said that they are quite confident that Ethereum is not a security. This is huge news. Hopefully, this will kind of slowly but surely give the market back a kind of a security, no pun intended, or kind of a trust that Ethereum and Ethereum-like networks will not be considered securities. Now, I have said that sentence, however, it is not clear because Hinman has not said anything about other cryptocurrencies, whether other decentralized cryptocurrencies that have been created by ICO would be considered a security or not. This is still outstanding, so we will have to wait and see. However, it looks very well that for Bitcoin and Ethereum not to be considered securities. Probably stuff like Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, maybe Ethereum Classic, and all of these ERC20 tokens are then also not considered securities. So at least we have covered, kind of on a technical perspective, the top 100 coins in a majority way. But what does that mean for coins like Monero? What does that mean for coins like Ripple? This is still an outstanding question that will probably be cleared up. And until that is cleared, the market will still kind of expect those up and downs and certain amount of volatility. That's quite interesting news here coming on this Thursday towards you. And next up, we also have quite an interesting news story. We're talking about Overstock. Now, Overstock says here sees $120,000 per week in cryptocurrency revenue as its stock surges 11%. Overstock, a huge e-commerce company that is selling all kinds of different products, has actually come out in the last couple of months and kind of embraced cryptocurrency as a total. They have started accepting cryptocurrencies as a payment method. And while a lot of people say, well, it's difficult or it's expensive or it's illegal, all of these things, they have actually gone forth and did it. And one of the, board of directors members, Johnson, which is Jonathan Johnson, has said that Johnson further emphasized that for Overstock, accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum is significantly easier and cheaper than accepting credit card payments because of the API of major cryptocurrency exchanges and brokerages like Coinbase that enable merchants, even large-scale conglomerates, to accept cryptocurrency payments without establishing a secure and expensive infrastructure. Why is that the case? Well, for once, you will have, if you have credit cards, you will have fraud cases. If you have fraud cases, you will have to employ people that are actually checking the cryptocurrency the credit card transactions in order to make sure that these credit card transactions are actually valid and legit. And for that case, for example, Overstock is employing 40 people in its fraud department alone. So 40 people are literally only checking credit card transactions and seeing whether they are legit or not. So these are 40 people that technically are not needed. And this is from a business perspective, at least, this is an expense they have to pay. Now, the other part is they will have to pay credit card fees for the credit card companies such as Visa, MasterCard, and whoever is kind of in the middle. For example, even if you have like terminals or gateways, payment gateways and all of these things, there are always these different middlemen that are kind of taking away a small percent, 1%, 2%, all of these things. And this starts to add up. If you're a huge e-commerce retailer or something like an Amazon, like this stuff starts becoming a huge, huge cost for you if you're doing major numbers in terms of e-commerce. And this actually shows that technically it is quite possible for a huge e-commerce company to accept cryptocurrency and actually do well. It says here, when we take cryptocurrency, we have a very small transaction fee with Coinbase, much smaller than our credit card processing fee, and we have no fraud prevention department. It's like a cash transaction for us that is much cheaper, a much cheaper way of doing business. Now, Johnson also said that they have something around $68,000 to $120,000 per week in cryptocurrency revenue, and different stuff like sheets and toasters and all of these things are being bought by cryptocurrency. So don't tell me cryptocurrency is not useful. It is useful. It will become even more useful, whether as a currency, whether as a store of value, and all of these things we will see in the next coming of months or years. But it definitely, there is something, and this just proves it that way. Now, what is very interesting is that kind of this positive and optimistic view on how Overstock's business is doing has actually helped Overstock stock to increase by 11%. And this, for you as an investor, is again a different kind of hedge. Like, if you're obviously, when you're watching Blue Alpine TV, you're kind of invested and thinking about cryptocurrency. But at the same time, you have to think about different assets as well. Stocks is one of them. So if you kind of thinking that Overstock will be even doing more profit or more money by, let's say, reducing expenses. So let's say the fraud department will get cut off or like moved into a different area and become kind of more productive. That could essentially mean that the business will become kind of more efficient, productive, profitable, if you will. And this is exactly the things that you have to think about as an investor as well. So make sure that you're checking out Overstock, that you're looking also at different companies. It doesn't always have to be directly connected to cryptocurrency. This is an indirect way of thinking that cryptocurrency will change how we interact in businesses, and you can invest into Overstock stock. You can invest into different companies that are offering cryptocurrency payment methods and all of these things. So I encourage you to think about also like beyond the cryptocurrency world. Obviously, with this SEC news, this is quite positive, but at the same time, we have to kind of think in different layers if you're a long-term a successful investor. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and make sure to join the Telegram channel. It's free. The link is in the video description or in the podcast description. I will see you on the next one. Take care. Bye-bye.